No. Somebody tells, say, you and a friend to do something. You might say to him, he might say, well, I'm not going to do that. And you were standing right next to him, you might say, well,
I'll do it for you.
No, you might say, you didn't want
to
do it.
To start with. Well, I don't know just what you're getting at that, but when it comes to some things, you know, maybe somebody wants you to do it. It's called what type of thing to be did. I'll say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
To straighten it out, that is, to know that. But is that called what somebody wants me to do? If it's a popular thing, well, no, I didn't want to do it to start with.
I see.
If it's the wrong type. But you know, sometimes folks ask you to do the wrong thing, you see. And so some things not popular every time somebody asks you.
Okay, Mr. Wright. Now, what if you and a friend were say in town and a man asked y'all, you're working for a man and he asked y'all to correct one of his mistakes or something like that. Now, your friend might say, well, I'm not going to do that. And you might answer.
Yeah,
agree. If you wanted to agree with him, you might say,
well, if I wanted to agree with him,
might say me.
Yeah.
Well, me.
Yeah. But if he's supposed to answer, I'm like this about when it comes to things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything popular and right, if I have a friend that won't do it, I'm going to give it a proper answer.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to get with a friend if he ain't the right kind of friend when he go mess up on. See, I don't believe in no kind of false doing. If somebody popular asked me about certain things, then my friend don't want to do it and kind of snarl back on it. In fact, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to tell him no. I'm going to tell, you know, I'm going to tell the facts on it, you see, because I believe in the truth, you see.
What if you agreed with him?
Agree with him?
Yeah.
If he's in the wrong, agree with him, I'm wrong.
Now, what if you felt your friend was right and you wanted to agree with him? You might say, he might say, well, I'm not going to do that. And you might say, me? Or blank am I? What? Blank am I? Me?
Well, it's me neither.
Okay. All right.
Me either. Well.
Okay.
If it's the wrong, well, I'm trying to clarify what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't agree with somebody if you're going to do the wrong thing. But if it's the right thing, then I'll always tell them, I don't care who it is. I said me either. You see?
Me?
Me either.
Okay. Now, let's see, this part of your head is your what?
Forehead.
Okay. And this is your...
top of your head, yeah.
Well, some of us got...
some got long hair, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now,
would be short, though.
Yeah.
some of these men got too long of hair now. Look like women. I don't believe it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, mine's not too long, is it?
Well, it ain't just long as I've seen some of them. You can get by with yours pretty good, but Lord have mercy, some of them got hanging down the shoulder. And the Bible says it's a shame for a man to wear long hair. That's right.
Okay. Now, well, Jesus had long hair.
Yeah, but I know, but since Jesus' time, that was the custom of the Jews back there having long hair.
Yeah.
But after Jesus came and died on the cross, then the Apostle Paul said that, right there in Corinthians, I believe, says it's a shame for a man to wear long hair. And then it's wrong for a woman to cut her hair, because the Bible says the woman's hair is her glory. And when women are cutting their hair off, they're cutting their glory off. You see, God gives the hair, you see.
So that's
where the difference. But after Jesus came, we're not no more on that law back yonder where those folk wear long beards and all like that. We're on the Christ, you know. No more on the law but on the grace and truth, which is Christ Jesus. That's right. You see, so Jesus was a Jew himself. See, that was the mess of Jews, them wearing long hair. But after Jesus died on the cross, well, he moved out a whole lot of this, you know, business.